My dictation for Brittany Williams, Brittney Williams. Date of service is 8/26/2025. Date of birth 3/18/1987. Date of alleged accident 4/3/2024. Patient was a restaurant driver when she was rear-ended in an automobile accident on 4/3/2024, leading to various symptoms that are being reported all along. Initially, patients started having headaches without any TBI symptoms, but pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back was reported, along with this pain in the left shoulder and right ankle and foot. Later on, patients started having pain in the right knee as well, for which an MRI was done. The patient has had various MRIs. The MRI for the right hip was normal. While MRI for the left shoulder showed various findings, which is supraspinatus tendinosus with possible tear, infraspinatus tendinosus with tear, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, degenerative changes in the labrum, posterior subluxation of the humeral head, glenohumeral joint effusion. In the right knee, patient had a ACL sprain and tear of the posterior horn of the lateral meniscus, ligament and patellar tendinosus. In the lumbar spine, patient was found to have a disc herniation of L4, L5, L5S1 with facet hypertrophy of involved areas. In addition, patient was found to have a disc herniation at C5, C6. An EMG of the upper and lower extremity was found to be negative. No carpal tunnel was determined as patient was complaining of numbness and tingling of both the arms. Currently, patient reports a pain in the right shoulder. It is unbearable. It is almost 9. She cannot lift more than 90 degrees in abduction, in an active motion. Pain in the neck on the right side is 9, shoulder is 9, lower back pain is reported to be 8, with shooting pain to the right lateral part of the thigh. Pain in the right knee is also 8. She cannot climb upstairs or downstairs, cannot sit on the floor. The pain in the shoulder is now increasing and is intensifying. Patient has had one series of injections on 6/14/2025. She reports pain level to be between 8 and 9, ADLs being affected 9. While she reports 10 to 15% improvement overall in her symptoms. Patient had only one epidural injection, 6/14/2025, that has not been done since then. Patient has been advised to make sure that she comes on time and doesn't miss her appointment. The patient does miss appointments several times, and we are encouraging her to get the injections in so that she can heal up. Kindly review the record for the ADLs. System review, as reported by the patient. Additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance district. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 141/108. Pulse 80, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam does remain the same from previous visits. That dated is 7/8/2025, dictation number 0713-027. We can continue with the right shoulder finding with the motor power 4/5. Maximum active motion 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, and positive Hagen Kennedy test, positive speed test, near test, and positive anterior posterior apprehension test on the right shoulder. Distally, the Phelan sign, Tunnel sign is negative, and grips are normal in the wrist area bilaterally. Right knee examination reveals peripatellar tenderness as well as deep inside internally tenderness. The anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Collateral ligaments are intact. The Steinman test is negative. But the diagnosis will remain the same from the previous visit. Plan is to provide the patient with an intra-articular injection of the right shoulder, right knee, as well as AC joint injection of the ligaments. One toradol injection was also provided. Patient provided the consent. She's been provided physical therapy to the neck and lower back, in both shoulders and the knee, but 2 times a week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, and exercises. The disability is provided for part-time work, 8 hours per day for 5 days, 0 pound lifting limit, with other restrictions. The patient was provided following medications, which are Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 was provided for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR for depression, anxiety, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for panic disorder, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain and headaches, Lunesta 1 milligram at night was provided for sleep, Lidocaine ointment was provided for topical pain relief. The patient underwent a intra-articular injection of the procedure that are being done are as follows. The procedure is intra-articular injection of the right shoulder with arthrogram. Number 2, intra-articular injection of the right AC joint. Intra-articular injection of the right knee. Injection of the supraspinatus tendon. Injection of the infraspinatus tendon. Injection of the inferior and superior patellar tendon of the right knee. Now, these injections are based on the MRI findings. Procedure was done according to protocols. Injection of the intra-articular injection shoulder, we provided 5 cc of dexamethasone mixed with Marcan 0.5%. Right knee also had a 5 cc of injection into the intra-articular with dexamethasone and Marcan 0.5%. We also provided injection to the right supraspinatus tendon, right infraspinatus tendon with 3 cc of injection of Marcan 0.5% with dexamethasone. The suprapatellar and infrapatellar tendon were injected based on the MRI finding to relieve the further pain with 3 cc each of dexamethasone and Marcan. The bandages were applied. Patient tolerated the procedure very well, and each procedure was done aseptically. Thank you.